मानव की असली पहचान बता कर चले गए।
शांति दूत बन आए, शांति का पाठ पढ़ा कर चले
बन ज्ञान अमृत की, भागीरथ बन ज्ञान अमृत की, गंगधार बहा कर चले गए। तुम शांति दूत बन आए, शांति का पाठ पढ़ा कर चले गए। मानव को मानव की असली पहचान बता कर चले गए।
तुम शांति दूत बन आए, शांति का पाठ पढ़ा कर चले गए।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, नमस्ते। Each day since December, we've been remembering the Father, Brahma, and so following in the footsteps of Brahma Baba, we've been hearing the points, remembering those points and experimenting with them. And this particular song had very beautiful lyrics about Brahma Baba, that you came as the ambassador of peace and then went away. You showed humanity what is the real meaning of being human. You gave them that original understanding and introduction. And so yes, the scenes with Brahma Baba, moving. Shiv Baba gave him the name of Brahma, Bhagirath. And there's a very beautiful story that comes up in the scriptures, and Baba referred to it yesterday in the Murli. And hearing about Brahma Baba and the term Bhagirath again now reminded me of that story. Bhakti has amazing stories, no doubt about it. And there's a sister who's the daughter of a pandit in Leicester, Sukanti Ben. So I'd forgotten bits of the story, I'd read the story many years ago. And so she reminded me, so I'll share very briefly the story. And there were bits that I hadn't even known. But apparently there was a king, and the king's name was Sagar, Ocean. So what happened was his kingdom was very abundant. Everyone was happy in that kingdom. And he understood from, however, that in his past birth he had given donation of a kanya, a kumari. And in those days, not anymore, in those days there was this awareness that if you find the right partner for a kumari and you give the donation of the kumari and the trousseau and everything, this is very elevated karma. And so he had abundance, and he understood that it had come as a result of that kanyadan, the donation of the kumari, Today our understanding would be quite different. But anyway, so he became a bit greedy and he did tapasya to be able to get 100,000 kumaris so that he could give donation and get more abundance. Well, something went wrong in the formula, and so instead of kumaris he got 100,000 sons. And he was very disappointed, became full of disinterest and went off into the jungle. And the sons, of course, nobody to look after them properly. So they were quarreling and fighting, and there was this very powerful rishi, and they disturbed his tapasya, and so he cursed them. And as a result, they were all burned to ashes. And the king heard about this, wanted to revive them and find the method to do that. Amazing story. And finally, Bhagirath appeared, and he said that he could revive them, and the rishis and munis doing tapasya didn't revive them. But Bhagirath's tapasya was such that the Ganges, who was up above, the goddess Ganges, said that now she had to come down as a result of this tapasya. So she said, if I come down, I come down with such vast force that probably I won't reach you. I'll probably go down below into the nether regions, into hell. And so I don't want to come. And Bhagirath, more tapasya, and she came down and he captured her in his locks, and then the Ganges was flowing and the sons were revived. But there was another interesting bit, that the Ganges said to Bhagirath, you walk first and I'll follow behind you. And so, interesting. Bhagirath, the lucky chariot, and Baba walking ahead of us to show us the path so that it becomes easy for us to follow the instrument through whom the Ganges has flowed, the water of the Ganges, the knowledge that revives us from being in the condition that we were, burned to ashes through the fire of anger and lust, and now the revival and a new world beginning. So the story gets a little bit jumbled in bhakti, but somewhere or another you can see the thread going through. And so Bhagirath, the one whose tapasya was able to give us the water of knowledge, Shiv Baba the ocean, the children of the ocean, and the revival now. So Bhagirath and his tapasya has been remembered in the scriptures in this very powerful way. So today, following in the Father's footsteps, and every day you've been hearing different points, but in the Avyakta Murali today, Baba's mentioned two specific powers that we need if we are to achieve the Karmatit stage. And I won't tell you the detail of the Murali, you're going to hear it, but the power to pack up and the power to merge. Baba's asked the question, how long does it take you to pack up something? How long does it take you to merge something? And if you don't practice this, it's like if you don't know how to apply a brake in your car, what's going to happen? I was actually with somebody many, many years ago in Delhi, and we were passing through Pandav Bhavan. We always did that, we were in transit, and this person said to me, I've got a new car and I'd like you to come just round the block. Karol Bagh is a very busy place, but he said, I'll take you round the block. And it was a very interesting journey, and I'm glad it was just round the block for 5-7 minutes, because somewhere along the journey, after the experience I was having, I asked him, do you have a license? You understood. But why I asked him the question was that it was clear he didn't know how to use the brake. So as we'd approached him, he'd swerve. either this way or that way. He wasn't using the brake. So it was a lot of yoga power, even for 5 minutes. And I decided after that, I don't think I'll drive with that person anymore. I think after that he did learn and get a license, but... So Baba said, if you don't know how to use a brake, what's going to happen? And so, am I able to put a full stop to situations that happened, but it's happened and it's taken a second or minutes to happen, but the buzz that goes around in here doesn't stop. It carries on, carries on, carries on, and it drains me of energy. And so am I able to put a full stop to it and pack it up and learn whatever lesson I need to learn and move on? But then further on, even if it's packed away somewhere, and it's somewhere here, it's still going to be triggering memories. Something will happen, I'll see someone, I'll hear something, and the same memory will emerge. And so the next thing that I have to do is to be able to merge it so completely within the ocean. Baba's able to merge everything that happens and move on, move on, move on. We saw Brahma Baba do that. Something's happened and it's as if it didn't even happen. It didn't change Baba's face, it didn't change Baba's attitude. Moving on. Avyakt Bab Dada, a few incidents through the years, not many, but a few, and something would happen at the back of the hall, and everybody's head would turn, and Baba would say, what's the problem? People who need to care for that individual are looking after that individual, where's your attention? And for Baba, whatever needs to happen is happening, and it's okay, carry on. Somebody came on the stage, and this has happened more than once. Now they have huge security because the numbers are so huge. But at that time also, Baba gives drishti, and that's it. And just Baba's drishti, and the person would calm down. At one point, Baba said, bring them. And Baba gave them personal drishti. And that's all they wanted. But they were creating a bit of chaos in wanting it. But Baba satisfied the soul and they left peacefully. So how does Baba deal with things? How does Baba put a full stop? The person left content and Baba carried on, full stop. No problem, merge it, finish it. So when I'm linked with the ocean, I can do that. And so all the festering that happens in the mind, if it's still there somewhere, even if it's packed, it's still there somewhere, creates a disturbance. And so I have to learn to be able to merge it so completely that it doesn't emerge through the rest of Sangam Yoga, Sat Yoga, Treta. Whenever it emerges, fine, we'll deal with it then. But at this moment, if I don't learn to do this, Baba said, you won't reach your karmatit stage. So you have to practice this from now. And I think everybody's had that experience when really Baba's drishti or the atmosphere or your own tapasya is so powerful that you're able to go up above, beyond sound, and literally experience that total silence of the karmatit stage. Not karmatit yet, but Baba gives you that experience, a glimpse of that. And the beauty of that stays with you for a long time. And so experimenting with the things Baba's talking about, especially in this final period, it feels like that, the final period of making effort. Closure, well, let's see what the drama holds. Closure of Bhakt Dada's part, maybe. Closure of the quiet time that we have for making effort, maybe. Closure of the confluence age, Who knows, maybe. But whatever it is, what must I do today? Not be anxious or worried or afraid, but do what I need to do in terms of my own personal effort. When we look at the picture of the eight powers, if you think about which is the power that comes first, before the power to pack up, you'll remember it's the image of the tortoise. The tortoise coming out of the shell, the tortoise withdrawing into the shell, the image of introversion. And so before I can learn to pack up, the practice of being introverted, going inside, checking myself, going within. There was a song that Baba was remembering, I think it was yesterday in the Murali. It's a long journey and the destination is far, but keep going and you'll reach the destination. And so the stage of reaching Karmatit, within the space of however much time we have, when we come to Baba, maybe it's 30, 40 years, maybe it's 1, 2, 5 years, whatever it is, but it's the journey is not time, the journey is the inner work I need to do. And so within that short time, just imagine how many karmic accounts must I settle. And I don't want to settle them through pain, whether it's the pain of human relationships or the pain of the body. Who wants to settle karma through pain? If it comes, you settle it by detachment and tapasya, but you don't invite it. It comes, okay, I'll deal with it, but you don't invite it. But the way that Baba has shown us to settle karma, the easy, sweet way, easy Raj Yoga, is going inside and connecting with Baba. That's the sweetest way of all to settle all karma. And so that journey of going inside. And if I'm practicing going inside instead of out there again and again, then to apply a break and to powerfully pack up and merge becomes very natural. If I'm not practicing this as the first step, then the other isn't going to happen. But then there was another thought that came, that what is it that actually triggers this process of making introversion part of my practice all the time? And Baba hasn't mentioned that word today, but it came to me that whilst I'm still interested in what's going on here and there and everywhere, there's no space to practice introversion. And so Vairagya, where the threads of attachment and interest and passion have finished. Vairagya, there's an interesting definition of Vairagya which says that when the passions have become quiet and you're no longer interested in that pull, that attraction, then in that stage there is Vairagya, no pulls, no attachments that interest me out there. The passions are calm and quiet, whether it's the passion of lust or anger or greed, attachment, any of those things are passions that pull you. Ego is very quiet and it doesn't pull you in that sense, but it's there and you don't even realize it's there. But all the others are very distinct pull. And so when there's a very conscious decision that I don't want to be pulled by external things, it doesn't interest me anymore. So this is why we use the term disinterest, and different translations, different ideas come through. But I stop my interest in these things, and it's not an effort. Why? Because especially as you move along this journey, when you first come to Baba's door, then maybe it is a conscious decision, do I want this or do I want this? But once you've started moving along and you've tasted the sweetness of Baba's knowledge and the sweetness of Baba's yoga and what Baba is offering, in that stage then, this is what I truly want. And so I don't want to get distracted by anything else. And so then it's just a question of attention. It's not hard work, it's attention. And so just to stay focused, introversion, then the break is powerful enough to put a full stop. Things get packed, things get merged, and nothing stops my yoga. Otherwise, there's lots of things that can prevent my yoga. Things that are happening now, things that have happened in the past. Maya comes, Baba said, because of weakness. It doesn't come just like that, but we invite Maya. And the invitation comes when I allow myself to become weak. And then there will be an entry that Maya gains. And so the weakness and the cause of the weakness, where I'm not using things in a worthwhile way, my time in a worthwhile way, my thoughts in a worthwhile way, and so that waste creates weakness, and the weakness then invites Maya, and a big Ramayana story begins. And so it's very beautiful to look at the Avyakt Muralis and see how Baba's explained to us the whole story of why things are going the way they are, and how it is we can change the track and move to another level. And I think that this month of January is the time to make such inner effort that we do move to a different level. I don't think we can carry on business as usual. And that doesn't mean stopping service. How do I create fortune? How do I bring other souls to God if I say I don't want to get involved in any of these things? It's too much of a distraction, and sometimes people get to that stage. But what is the inner work that Baba's asking me to do, and how can I remain full? Baba's also talked about being the bestower. Am I able to give continually? Or is there a moment when I say, well, they now have to show me the return. They have to give me something in return. And so where does that put me in terms of being close to Baba, near or far? And so the term, the ruler is the bestower, the one who's able to give. So the ruler of the self, am I able to give continually? And if I'm not able to give continually, let me fill in whatever is missing now. Because this is still the time when, very graciously, Baba's still giving us full opportunity to continue and fill and fill and take and take. For the taking from one, and then the ability to give. And so giving my support, giving my cooperation to Brahmins. They don't need Gyan. Baba's again reminded us of that. Brahmins have enough Gyan. But what do they need? They need my subtle support, my subtle cooperation, and maybe external physical cooperation also. But most of all, they need to see my example. If I can walk my talk, then the path becomes easy for others to follow. And so having received so much already from Baba, now the time to be able to give and the time to be able to share so that others can also receive. So the whole of January is very special, and I hope that Baba said 4 o'clock in the morning, you don't need to come to the center. That was very practical. Yes, it's not so easy in the dark. It's still dark when you come for Murali, but early morning, it's very dark. But at home also that extra attention for 4 o'clock. And then through the day, if I've made sure that I've filled myself with what Baba's waiting to give me each day at Amrit Vela, then the quality of my thinking and being is as Baba wants it to be. So one thing leads to the other. And so the start of the day, the time to take nectar from Baba and experience that sweetness. But also, the more I fill my intellect with the things that Baba's talking about, rather than what humans are saying. Again, how much space do I have in here? How tiny is the soul? Can't measure it. And so in that tiny space, if there's all sorts of stuff of human beings filled in, and that's buzzing around, how can there be space for God's truth, God's wisdom, God's knowledge? So let me be able to take God's knowledge every morning and fill my container with that, so that that colors everything else that I'm doing. So enjoy the month of January. A week has already gone by, but still until the 18th, and of course beyond, but a special time for taking blessings from Baba, I feel, through this particular period of time. And the most important thing, to stay full, not emptiness inside, but to take so that I can be full. And the sharing then happens automatically. Vibrations work very powerfully, but yes, then the words you share are also words filled with God's power and teachings and love. So very beautiful, Murali, again, to experiment with today. Many passages, but each passage has a very specific message for us to practice. Dadi is amazingly well, and I had no idea, but she's flown off to Mysore. Really amazing. So I thought that, you know, she'd be sitting quietly in Madhuban between the time the double foreigners have left and 18th January comes. People are asking whether she's coming to London, and I said I haven't heard anything like that, but who knows, maybe she'll suddenly arrive. But in fact, she's gone off to Mysore. And so having a good time there, lots of service, of course, as usual. But an amazing inspiration that her enthusiasm to serve doesn't ever decrease. It's just the thermometer keeps rising higher and higher and higher. And it's just beautiful to watch how Baba, Daddy's courage and Hansa's care and love is keeping that machine going. The soul is tireless anyway, but to keep that machine going also takes a lot of love and care. And so Baba found the right instrument to take care of that chariot. But beautiful inspirations from Madhuban. So that's the news from Madhuban. Is Trishar here somewhere? No? Okay. He's been in Delhi with the BBC, setting up their Delhi office, and I think lots of experiences to share. But we'll see him through the week, I think. Om Shanti.